Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation. Amazon wants you to code the AI brain for this little car, by Tom Simonite. 2 years ago, Alphabet researchers made computing history when their artificial intelligence software AlphaGo defeated a world champion at the complex board game Go. Amazon now hopes to democratize the AI technique behind that milestone with a pint-size self-driving car. The 1/18th scale vehicle is called Deep Racer, and it can be pre-ordered for $249. It will later cost $399. It's designed to make it easier for programmers to get started with reinforcement learning, the technique that powered AlphaGo's victory and is loosely inspired by how animals learn from feedback on their behavior. Although the approach has produced notable research stunts, such as bots that can play Go, chess, and complicated multiplayer electronic games, it isn't as widely used as the pattern matching learning techniques used in speech recognition and image analysis. Deep Racer was created by Amazon's cloud computing division, Amazon Web Services, which produces most of the company's profits. The car comes with an HD camera, a dual-core Intel processor, and other hardware it needs to pilot itself, but a blank slate where its driving skills should be. Programmers must help it learn those, using new Amazon tools to support reinforcement learning projects. This is a technology that has been almost completely out of reach to all but the most well-funded and motivated organizations, says Matt Wood, the executive who leads AI programs at AWS. We've abstracted away a lot of the complexity. Wood hopes Deep Racer will help coders get a feel for reinforcement learning and encourage them to apply it to weightier problems, generating new business for Amazon's cloud division. Reinforcement learning can train software to react appropriately to changing conditions. Wood says that it's a good fit for industrial scenarios, such as optimizing wind turbine operations under changing weather or power demands, or prioritizing ship and container scheduling and ports. With help from AWS, General Electric has used reinforcement learning to improve image processing models in MRI machines. Amazon announced Deep Racer at its annual reInvent cloud conference in Las Vegas on Thursday. The company plans a series of more than a dozen races for Deep Racer owners around the world, where they can win AWS credits and perhaps a free trip to the series finale at reInvent next year. The project was inspired in part by a grassroots autonomous RC car scene, in which people use open-source AI software to build and race their own miniature autonomous cars. Reinforcement learning algorithms pick up skills through repeated trial and error. They are guided by feedback from a reward function that provides a kind of simulated motivation. For example, by telling the software it must try to maximize its score or lift objects without dropping them. Over many attempts to win a virtual sumo bout or use a robot gripper, software can gradually improve at achieving the goal it was set. It can take millions of failures for a reinforcement learning system to become proficient, So most projects using the technology depend on simulations to speed up the laborious process. The improved version of AlphaGo that Alphabet created last year, called AlphaZero, played 21 million games of Go against itself to master the game beyond the level of any human. Programmers who want to play with Amazon's DeepRacer must first train their code in a virtual world created by Amazon for the project, in which a digital double for the car can drive and crash over and over. Amazon is not the only cloud computing company trying to lure coders curious about reinforcement learning. Microsoft has released an open-source simulation environment for drones and cars called AirSim, which is also used for reinforcement learning experiments. Its cloud division, second only to Amazon's in revenue, is promoting the technology to customers. Shell worked with Microsoft engineers to apply the technology to drilling tricky horizontal oil wells. Kevin Scott, Microsoft's chief technology officer, says the technique is becoming accessible enough to see widespread use. "It's not just game playing anymore," he says.